Blog Talk Radio.
On tonight, from me to you, is do you know what prayer can do? Today is Saturday, February the 6th, 2016. Again, Saturday, February the 6th, 2016. We want to give God glory on today, tonight. We just thank Him for who He is. And as I always let the listeners know, before we go into prayer on tonight, I want you to get your Bibles out, your sword, which is the Word of God. Get your word out, because we have two special guests that's going to bring some powerful words on tonight. And you're going to need your Bibles to go along with them as they go forth and minister to us the word of God on tonight. I want you all to know that all of my shows until further notice will be from 8 until 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Again, all of my shows until further notice will be from 8 to 9 each first and third Saturday, instead of the normal time we used to be on from 8 to 10, but it's been changed to the first and third Saturday from 8 to 9 p.m. We had some little technical difficulties again tonight. The devil is a liar, so that's why we came on a little late, but God is still going to be glorified on tonight. So as we get ready to go forth, we're going to go into prayer. Eternal God, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we come to give your name praise. We come to give you glory. We come to give you honor, Heavenly Father, for who you are. We thank you for this another day that you have made. We thank you for the opportunity, for the privilege to be vessels, to be used by you in the earth, that the men may see and know that you're real, and that your son, Jesus Christ, is the answer, and that only through him that men can be saved. So we just thank you for the opportunity to be vessels on tonight, to be by you. So we ask you, but forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions, and blot out all of our iniquities in Jesus' name. Continue to bless and anoint the vessels that's going to bring forth your word on tonight, that you will be glorified. You know, God, right now we lift up those that have lost loved ones. We ask that you will comfort and strengthen each one of them as only you can. You know who they are and where they are, and you know how to touch them exactly where they need to be touched. You know, God, right now in the name of Jesus Christ, we also come lifting up all those that are sick and afflicted all over the land. Touch, heal, and deliver as only you can in Jesus' name. Lord, we just pray that you will move by your spirit on tonight. If you will be glorified, is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. Tonight, our spiritual food for thought is, a life lived for God leaves a lasting legacy, and a good leader is a good servant. Again, the spiritual food for thought for tonight is, a life lived for God leaves a lasting legacy, and a good leader is a good servant. I have some announcements that I need to make before I bring on my first guest on tonight. Again, I ask you that you get your Bibles out, get them ready, because you will need them. We have two ministers that are going to bring forth the word on tonight. But until my first guest comes on, I'm going to go through with the announcements, and they are as follows. Regarding donations, good ground, sow into what God is doing. You can send your donations to Kingdom Builders International at 16250 Northland Drive. Again, you can send your donations to Kingdom Builders International at 16250 Northland Drive. That's in Southfield, Michigan. The zip code is 48375. Again, the zip code is 48375, and that's Suite 369. Or if you would like, you can download the Gift Lifty app. That's GiveLify, Gift Lifty app at www.giftlifty.com. Or you can go to www.kingdombuildersplaza.com and click on Internet Radio Donations there to donate or sow into the Kingdom Builders International Ministries. Another announcement here is that for church services for Kingdom Builders International, again, the location for the church services is at 16250 Northland Drive. Again, that's in Southfield, Michigan. The zip code is 48375, suite 369. Their service time is 11 a.m. Prophetess Teresa Docks is the pastor. Jesus Encounter every Wednesday night at 6:30 p.m. Again, the Jesus Encounter at the Kingdom Builders International Church is every Wednesday night at 6:30 p.m. We would like you all to know that you can call in for prayer or you can send in your prayer requests. The prayer line is open each Monday through Friday, 5 a.m. Central Time and 6 a.m. Eastern Time. And the area code is 218. The number is 895-0280. Once you dial that number, the SX code is prayer or 772-937. We are so excited to announce Kingdom Builders Development Institute ministry classes. If you believe that God is calling you to minister and you do not know what to do next, please give us a call and watch God work. In the book of Acts, chapter 6, verse 4, it says, "But we will give ourselves continually to prayer and to ministry of the word." Get training and get equipped to manifest. For more information regarding this, you can call area code 313-583-9739. And we also have more excitement or more good news. And we want you to know that it is that time again. Kingdom Builders International 2016, 9th Annual Conference. This annual conference title is Glory Carries with the Mind of Christ. Again, our 9th annual 2016 annual conference title is Glory Carries with the Mind of Christ. Save the date. Our registration is required are as follows. It is a must. You must register in order to attend this conference. So we want you to be mindful that you must register. I'll plan out to come out and join us. You will be blessed. Your life shall be changed forever. Again, the conference dates will start on May 12th through the 15th, 2016. Again, the conference dates are May 12th through May 15th, 2016. You can register on eventbrite.com. That's EVENTBRITE. That's eventbrite.com regarding any questions, or you can call 313 area code 583-9739, or you can email us at conference2016 at Kingdom Builders Plaza. Again, that's conference2016 at KingdomBuildersPlaza.com. And my last announcement is, on May 13th, during this conference, on May 13th, 2016, at 6 p.m., our annual Prophetic Dinner Theater play is titled The Promise. Again, the dinner play for this year's conference is titled The Promise. You absolutely do not want to miss this performance. For more information regarding this, you can call 313 area code 538-9739, or you can go to the website at www.kingdombuildersplaza.com to register with us regarding this annual conference, or you can also register again at eventbrite.com. But those are the announcements for today, and we will be making these announcements again on upcoming shows. We just want to get that in your mind's ear, in your mind's eye, and your ear gate regarding the announcements that have just been announced. So please make note of those important announcements. Well, it's time for my very first guest to come on board, and that is in the person of Elder James McCurry. Elder James McCurry, are you on the line?
Yes, sir, I am on the line.
Well, praise the Lord, Elder McCurry. Praise the Lord, I'm blessed. And we just thank you for being patient with us, because we know how the enemy works. Sometimes he tries to get busy, but we know that God is still being glorified. And so right at this time, Elder McCurry, because my hour it has been changed, so I don't want to prolong the time, I'm going to ask if you could, before you go into your message or your sermon for tonight, if you'd be so kind to share a testimony with us, with the listening audience.
Yes, I praise God for the opportunity just to be on the airways and to share the word of God with all those who are listening tonight. And we are blessed in the Lord. We thank God for his saving grace through his son, Jesus. He died on the cross of Calvary for our sins. And I thank him for his resurrection power. And through his blood, we've been redeemed. I thank him for that. I give him the glory, honor, and the praise for all that he's doing and what he's doing and what he's going to do, because he's doing some mighty works in the land today. It may seem like that nothing is happening, but if we look around things and see how the circumstances and situations are, but God is still in charge. And I just thank God for Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Well, praise the Lord. Well, Elder James McCurry, at this time, I'm not going to prolong the time because I do know I have another guest that's coming on after you. So at this time, I'm going to yield the mic over to you and let you share with me and the listening audience as to what God has given to you for us on tonight.
Amen. I'm going to share with you from the book of Jeremiah. For those of you that have your Bible, I want to go into the book of Jeremiah in chapter 1. Verse 4, and it reads in your hearing, it says, the word of the Lord came to me, saying, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you, and before you were born, I set you apart. I appointed you as a prophet in the nation. Also, I want you to look at Romans 8 and 28, where it tells you that all things work together for the good for those who are called according to his purpose. And I want to just share that word with you tonight. I want you to just think about it. A lot of people live today and they think that they don't have a purpose in life. But God has a purpose for every one of us. There's a purpose and there's a reason why that we are living today. So I want to share that with you. We're living with a purpose. We have a purpose for living. It's not about us all the time. It's about lifting up the name of Jesus, serving him, and doing his will. The purpose of your life is far greater than your own personal fulfillment, peace of mind, or even your happiness. If you want to know why you were placed on this earth, you must begin with Jesus. Notice what Jesus said, or God said to Jeremiah in chapter 1, 4, and 5. And as I read the scripture beforehand, he said, I knew you, even when you was in your mother's womb. He had a purpose for Jeremiah, and he has a purpose for you. Placing God in the center of all you do, that's what we need to do, to realize the purpose. You've got to place God first. So I can't be the second fiddle. He's got to be first in your life. This is the first hand of knowing your purpose. The Bible says that you were created for God, and not the other way around. You were created to give God glory. He says if you place him first, he will take care of everything else. You know the scripture that says in Matthew 6 and 33, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and everything else will be added unto you. And I'll paraphrase it. Now, when you go to the store, there's a price tag that comes with anything you want to buy. But if you don't want to pay what the store is asking, you will more likely go home empty-handed. That's a fact. And that's the same way with the purpose. You've got to be willing to invest in God. You got to be willing to pay the price as he paid the price for you. God's purpose for our lives is that we come like Jesus. He wanted to be like him. We could never do that on our own. So God is working everything in the universe to bring about that good result, his good purpose. We can't help. We can only receive it. It's free. What we are receiving is a restoration for our relationship with God through the blood of Jesus Christ on the cross, which God gives to us. It's not something that you have to pay for. It's already been given unto you. Romans 8 and 28, things work together for good. God's providence, all things, sorrows, trials, persecutions, work together for blessings. This precious assurance is not to all mankind, saints and sinners, but it is limited to a class, them that love God. That's why he said that. You've got to love God. The love of God is the very foundation of the believer's life. Yes, God has a purpose for you. You may be looking at something else right now. You may be thinking about, well, I don't have no reason to live. But yes, you do. You have a reason to live. Drugs or alcohol is the answer to your problem. But that's not true. God has a purpose for you. Don't let the demons of hell destroy your life and make you think that there's no reason why you should live today. God has a reason for you living today. All right? To them who are called, yes. These have been called by the gospel and they have accepted the call. If you're one out there, wherever you may be listening to my voice right now, you don't have Christ in your life, this is the time. I don't care whether you are in a club. I don't care if you're standing on the side of the street. Whatever you are doing right now, all you got to do is just let him in your life. He's willing to come in. All you have to do is accept. You are not too far gone that God can't reach you, because God has a purpose for you. As a believer, we face trials, and sometimes things happen. But as long as we are faithful to the Lord, we will work it out, and he'll work it out for our good. All things won't be good, but he'll work it for good. Listen to me what I said. All things may not seem to be good, but God can work it for good. Living with a purpose is an exciting reason for you to live. Live by your beliefs and values. Live with a clear conscience. Place value on being a person of high integrity and earning the truth, the trust, and respect of others. That's your priority. How we spend our days is how we spend our lives. Yes, that's true. A person who live a life of purpose wake up each morning eager to face the new day. Jesus is the reason for you. He's the reason. He's the cause. He gave his life for you. There's a purpose for you. God has a purpose for your life. I want you to tell yourself that right now as you're listening to me. God has a purpose for your life. Don't you give up. Don't you throw in the towel. Fight on. Fight a good fight. Listen, the purpose for you today is that you put your faith and trust in the Lord. Let him lead you. Let him guide you. He said, in all your ways, acknowledge him, and he'll direct your path. Jesus came to save you. He came to save you. He said, while we were yet sinners, he died for us. He gave his life for us. Listen, don't you give up. All you got to do is put your trust in him. Listen, turn. Turn. Repent of your sins. Repent of your sins. All of us have sinned and come short of the glory of God. But all you got to do is repent. Tell God, listen, I may not have been all that I should be, but God, if you come into my life and I accept you into my life, you can change my life. Because he's the only one that can change your life. Man cannot change you, but God can. God will give you a new outlook on life if you just trust him. Tonight, hear his voice. He said, harden not your heart. The day you hear his voice, harden not your heart. Listen to me. Out there in radio land, trust him. Give him the glory. He comes to call sinners to repentance. He comes to seek and to save the lost. He comes to give himself as a ransom to be a king and bear witness to the truth in your life, to do the will of his Father in your life, to be a light for you, to bring you out of darkness. Sin is darkness. Sin is a destroyer. God has a purpose greater for you. Don't you turn and let somebody lead you further and further into darkness when you have an opportunity to come into light. This is your opportunity tonight to come into that light of Christ. Jesus is the light of the world, and he'll place that light in your life. All you have to do is open up and let him come in. He wants to give you that abundant life. I want to give you some scriptures that you can go read if you desire to. Read Mark 2:17. Write these down. Read Luke 10:10. Matthew 20:28. John 18:37. John 6:38. John 14:46. John 10:10. John 9:39. Mark 1:38. John 12:27. Matthew 8:17. Matthew 10:24-35. 1 John 4:10. And John 3:16-18. As I'm getting ready to close tonight, I pray that I have said something to encourage you, to let you know that you have a reason for living today. There's a purpose for your life. You are somebody. Don't let anyone tear you down and make you feel down and out because you may not have what you see others have. You are a child of God. Turn your life over to him. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. All has been heard. Fear God and keep his commandments. For this is the whole man. For God will bring every work into judgment and every hidden thing, whether it's good or whether it's evil. Hear the conclusion tonight. Realize that you are a child of the King and you have a purpose in this life. Don't go any further into that spirit of darkness. Turn now. This is your opportunity to turn around. You have an opportunity, whether you're riding in your car, whether you're sitting on the side of your bed, whether you're walking down the street, wherever you may be, or you're listening to me right now. This is your opportunity. Surrender. Start living with that purpose that God has for your life. God bless you tonight. We appreciate your listening here. We trust that God will continue to guide you and direct you as you surrender to him.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Elder James McCrory, you know, I thank God for you on tonight. I thank you for that powerful word on tonight because as I'm listening to you bring that message on tonight, living with a purpose, which is true. We all are here with a purpose and for a purpose. And it's unfortunate that some people are still spiritually blind by Satan, and some people spiritually ignorant, and they don't know because they lack knowledge. And the Lord says his people perish because of the lack of knowledge. I thank God for you for tonight because even though someone may be listening right now have heard the same message taught to them or relayed to them by someone else, maybe, and I prayerfully that you were the one that the Lord has touched on tonight to be the one to minister to someone that are still spiritually blind and lost, that they now have heard it through you as a being a chosen vessel of God on tonight. They have heard it before, but now that they have heard it from you, a man of God, on tonight, now we pray that some souls will be touched by this word that you have delivered so powerfully on tonight, and that our souls will be saved and God will be glorified on tonight. So at this time, we're going to say thank you for that word on tonight. I'm sure that the listeners were blessed. I know I was by that word on tonight. So Elder McCrory, at this time, I'm going to ask, is there anyone that you'd like to give a shout-out to at this time before we let you go?
Yes, I want to give a shout-out as we are riding along in this automobile. I have the Superintendent Larry Williams with me and his wife, his lovely wife, the Queen of Holy Hill Church of God in Christ, located in Burton, Michigan. And I send a shout-out to them and along with the church family. Anytime you're in the Flint, Burton area, stop by Holy Hill Church of God in Christ there on Davidson Road in Burton, Michigan. Glad to have you over there. Praise God. And along with shouting out to all my friends down in the Detroit area and all the friends that are listening over the airways, whoever you may be, you're my friend tonight. God bless you.
Amen. God bless you. Elder McCrory, again, we want to say thank you for sharing that powerful word on tonight. We know that God's word did not go out in vain. It's going to accomplish everything that God has sent it out to do. And we just thank you for, and we thank God for allowing you to be able to share this platform on tonight, that you was a vessel that he had chosen at just such a time as this to bring forth a powerful word on tonight. So we just thank you for sharing that word on tonight. And so until the next time, we will have you back on again, I'm so sure. So until the next time, continue to be blessed and be safe like they're driving.
God bless you and be peace be upon you.
All right, God bless you. My next guest is standing by. So before I bring my next guest on, we're going to do a short music break. At this time, this means war. We are living in a time that we see. Praise the Lord. Yes, that's a very true song. It's we hate to say it, but it's a true fact because God's word is true. He said that we are to watch as well as pray. And he told us in his word, he warned us and told us that these things that we are seeing happening now are going to happen. So we should not be surprised when we see these things happen. It's just that God's word is being fulfilled. And we see the handwriting of the God is on the wall. And so we know that Jesus is soon to come. So that's why we are coming over these airways, sharing the good news of Jesus in these last and evil days through these powerful men and women of God that we bring aboard and come with powerful messages and sermons and let be witnesses to the world that Jesus Christ is soon to come again. And so just like Elder McCurdy just said, if you're not saved in Jesus' name, you need to give your life, surrender your life to Jesus Christ, because it's only through Jesus Christ that you can be saved. There is no other way. So at this time, I'm going to give the mic over for Pastor Cassandra Hampton. Are you on the line?
Yes, I am. How are you?
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, Pastor Hampton. It is so good to have you on the line tonight. I know God has a powerful word that he's going to minister to the people and to me, to those that are listening by airways all over the United States and all across the world. Through you, he has a word through you that he's going to deliver for us tonight. So before I have go into your word of tonight, as I always have all my guests come on, they always share a testimony first. So I'm going to do the same with you on tonight. If you could you please share with us a testimony?
Yes. I wanted to just share something with your listening audience, and I'm so blessed to be able to do share this word, and blessed that you have given the opportunity through this vessel of God to go forth today. I remember when I was about 8 years old, I had a friend named Rita, and it was my birthday. It was in August, and it was my birthday, and I was having this big birthday party in my backyard. And this was my first real experience that I can remember so well that God taught me about the blessing of forgiveness and the importance of forgiveness. And Rita and I, you know, as kids would do, we got into a little argument about something. But Rita was my best friend. She was one of my best friends, and she and I got into a little argument. And so I told her, I said, you can't come to my party. And my party was that next day. And so, of course, my party came, and she wasn't able to be there because I had told her she couldn't come. And during the time I was at my party and all the kids were over, and we heard sirens going. And we were wondering, where were the sirens going? They got closer and closer and closer. And as they got closer, all the kids, including myself, went to the front because we were in the yard to see where the fire trucks were going. Well, they were going to Rita's house. And that was the last word I had to Rita, that you can't come to my party. And so God gave me the opportunity at a young age to know the importance of forgiveness, to be forgiven and to forgive. And so today I just want to tell the listening audience how wonderful it is that God forgave us on the cross. And because he forgave us on the cross, he deserves excellence from us.
Excuse me, could you please put your phone on mute, please?
Put my phone on mute?
Yes, please. Thank you. Now, you can go ahead now.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Because I don't have anyone here with me to intervene in the broadcast. You're hearing me well?
Yes. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, praise God. So the message in that is that forgiveness going both ways is so important to us, and it's important to God. And we ought to give God praise and thanksgiving for the blessings that he's bestowed upon us, the blessing of forgiveness.
Yes, please.
Amen. Yes, and that is so true, and that's why it's very important. Jesus Christ, and he is the Son of God, he forgave the people that put him on the cross, the same people that he helped and blessed and healed the days prior to him being crucified. The people that he blessed and helped, those same people turned around and said, crucify him. But he still turned around and said, forgive them. Now, you know, Jesus can turn around and forgive those that did all the evil things that he did to him and then crucified him. But before he died, he said, forgive them. So he's our prime living example of how important forgiveness is. So we thank you for that powerful testimony on tonight. That's why I have all of my guests share testimonies, because they are true, and God gets glory when we share our testimonies, because he said his glory he will share with no other. So that's why I have all my listeners, all my guests share testimonies over these on this program. So Minister Hampton, at this time, again, we thank you for that powerful testimony. At this time, I'm going to yield the mic to you so that you can give us to the listeners and myself what God has given to you for us on tonight.
Thank you so much, Brother Brown. I appreciate it so much. I just want to talk about a little bit about Malachi chapter 1, but before I go into this message that God has for us tonight, I just want to make certain that I'm coming across clear, because I think there was a problem with my system here.
You're coming across very clear.
Thank you, man of God. I just want to talk about in Malachi 1 how God had to admonish the people of Israel, and because he had just brought them out of exile into a land of blessings, and he had truly blessed them. And he had gone to the people to let the people know that he wasn't pleased about some of the things that they were doing. And Malachi, of course, we know was a prophet of God, a messenger of Jehovah, and he was one of the last three prophets, or the three prophets after the exile. And so he sent Malachi to tell the people of Israel and to talk to them about how they had been behaving towards him. And, you know, sometimes when God blesses us and we go through various trials and tribulations and God blesses us and he gets us out of it and he delivers us from the different diseases we may go through or the different kinds of situations or even in our marriages, in our families, on our jobs, sometimes we have a tendency to forget about what God has done for us. We have a tendency to forget about what God did for us on the cross, and we get a little bit lax in giving God honor and giving God respect and giving God a true type of praise, a praise that has no leaven in it. And this is what happened with the children of Israelites. And he first talked to the children of Israelites about how they were behaving, and then he talked to the priests about how they were behaving relative to their sacrifices. And one of the things that we have to keep in mind is that our entire life should be a sacrifice to God. Just as Jesus gave his entire life on the cross as a sacrifice, we too should have that same sacrifice to God. And that means that we have to give God honor and give God praise with every part and parcel of our lives. There should be no area in our lives that we don't give God a praise in. That means that when we're in our relationships with people, we ought to give God a praise. And the way we do that is to treat people the way that we would want to be treated. He says, if you're good to the least of these, you've done it unto me. So that means whether it's something positive or negative, you've done it unto God. And so that means that in our relationships with people, we have to be patient with people. We have to show the love of God with people, even when those are doing things that we don't understand what they're doing. There's a way in which to handle that. God says that do all the things, and I'm paraphrasing, as if you do that, you're doing them unto me. So that means in relationships and sometimes even in families, people may do things to hurt us or offend us, but we don't know. Maybe that person is having a moment at that time and they're dealing with something at that time. We can honor God and give God a way of praise, of excellence by being patient with that person. And God deserves this. We're images of God and we represent God in the earth, which means that people are watching us. And we say we're kids, kings, we're citizens of the kingdom of God. People are watching us so that they can see Christ, so that they can see God. And he deserves that kind of excellent praise and worship, the worship of our very lives, of how we handle people on our jobs. You may not care our place of employment. You may not care for how your manager may handle things on the job or their ideas. But at the same time, you've got to work at your place of employment as unto God. You got to allow God to have the praise in your life. This is another way how we honor God with our excellence. We cannot practice mediocrity. We cannot practice average when it comes down to God. Just like the Israelites here, the kind of sacrifices they were making to the altar. You know, they were giving lambs that were blind and lambs that were lame and lambs that were sick as an offering to God. That was no way to offer God. That was an offense to God. But we at the same time, sometimes we forget and we want to give God a little something. Even in our offerings in the church, we'll say, I'm going to give you a little something because I want to have this once I leave here and I want to buy this once I leave here. We're to give God our very best of all that we do. There is no time that we should hold back on God and just give him a little something as they did, just to say that we gave something. That's not a sacrifice. Even in our praise, oftentimes you may go into the house of God and have things on your shoulders and carrying things in. Even though it may be real and you can't deny that we all go through problems, when you get to the house of God, you push forth that sacrifice of praise. And the other thing, you don't stay at home saying that I don't feel well, I'm going through. That's when you run out to the house of God and you let God know that I know that you are a remedy to my situation and to my problem. And I know once I get to the house of God, I know that thing is going to be eased up. That's showing God an excellence of your worship, because it's saying, I have faith in you, God. And it says, without faith, we can't please God. So that's all a part of giving God our excellence. He deserves nothing less. He gave his son his very, very best going to the cross. And our God, our Redeemer, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ deserves nothing less. You know, in all of our efforts, we ought to give God an excellent type of praise, even in our quiet time. We should have a quiet time that is a quiet time of excellence, but we're not allowing for interruptions in our quiet time. This is our devoted time to God, that we close out the world and give him that excellent time of conversational time with him, that we can hear from him, be corrected by him, take our cares to him, love on him, and he love on us. It's so essential and so important that we understand that God deserves our excellence. He deserves everything that we can give that honors him. God wants to be honored. And these people were not honoring God. And he says in Malachi 1:6, he said, a son honors his father, a servant his master. If then I am your father, where is my honor? And if I am your master, where is my reverence? He was telling them, you say I'm this, you say I'm that, you say that you're a KK, you say a king's kid, you say you're a citizen of the kingdom of the Most High God, then where is my praise? Where is my honor? When you are driving, even the menial type of thing that we can do when we're driving down the street and someone cuts over in front of us, the first thing we may want to do is give them a piece of our mind. Give honor to God and just keep your mouth closed and say, God, I praise you and I thank you that they didn't swerve over and it was an accident. There's all kind of manners and ways that we can give praise to our God and honor our God and show reverence and respect to our God. But sometimes, you know, just like the Israelites, we have a tendency to get the things from God, but forget to give God the glory and forget to give God our very best and to give God our excellence in the lifestyle and the way in which we live and even in the way in which we are in our home, to be examples of a loving God in our home and asking God, God, don't let me have a contentious heart. Lord, don't let me have a mouth that's always ready to argue or have a word back. I always have to have the last word. Give an honor to God and give God our excellence by being quiet sometimes and knowing that it's okay if you don't have the last word. There's all kinds of ways that we can honor God. You know, God has been so good to us. You know, the word of God says in 1 John 1:9, it says, if we confess our sin, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. This is worthy. God is worthy of our praise, worthy of our excellence. There should be no time that we say, well, I don't feel like praising God. God is worthy, and when we praise him, as I said, it should be our best praise. For those of you who may be going back to school or in school and you studying for a test, give it your all. Give it your all. Give it your best. If you're going for a job interview, give it your very, very best. Ask God to give me your grace, your divine enabling power. Let it come upon my life and anoint me for this hour so I can give forth my best and represent you while I'm having this interview. Even if it means I don't get the job, that may not have been the one for you, but yet you still honor him and yet you still praise God and give God your excellence and show excellence in the earth in the way that you honor him, because that becomes contagious. And when you're in the church with your family, your church members, don't forget this is your brother, this is your sister. God loves to see you getting along, and you may like not like someone's ways, but it's not to talk about them. That's not showing God excellence in your character. The thing to do is to pray for them. Ask God, God, if it's me, help me to be upright in the way I should be toward my brother or my sister. And if it is them, help them, Lord, to accept me and to know that my heart is good toward them. And then God will honor that prayer, and you will find that person has been blessed to be able to receive that prayer that has gone forth for them. And then you, at the same time, you're back together, and Satan didn't get the glory, but God did. So in all that we do, we're to show excellence, even in the marketplace. We should show excellence to the Most High God in the way we conduct ourselves. And I just thank God today for this opportunity to go forth and speak the word of God. And I do pray again that if you have heard the word coming from the Most High God, and that we will all be partakers of that word. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Someone probably put their phone on me. There's a lot of background noise. If someone could thank you. enemy, and we don't like it when God's word is going forth. God is still being glorified on tonight. Pastor Hampton, can you still hear me? Well, anyway, I don't know what's going on, but we know that this is God's word that the enemy always tries to bring us to hear. Again, we know that God is still over in charge. God is still sitting high and looking low. So at this time, Pastor Hampton, are you still on the line? Okay, she may have left the line. But anyway, we want to say thank you to Pastor Cassandra Hampton for that powerful word on tonight. We thank her for her. Pastor Hampton? She's back on the line. But we want to thank her for that powerful word on tonight. She's letting us know that God deserves excellence. He deserves all excellence from all of his children. All of us who proclaim to love Jesus and be in doers of his word, he deserves excellence from us. She told us and she reminded us that we are to sacrifice for God because Jesus was the greatest sacrifice that God gave to man. He didn't have to do it, but Jesus sacrificed his own life. He came down from glory in the form of flesh, in the form of man, to die for our sins, to pay our sin debt with his own blood. That was a sacrifice. And he didn't have to do it, but out of love for God the Father and for love for mankind, Jesus did that. He sacrificed his life for us that we could be redeemed back to God, our Creator. And so I'm grateful to Jesus for everything that he did for me and for you. And she also talked about showing love and how we need to be more patient. And God, he deserves our honor and he deserves our praise. And he also said in his word, and I've read this myself, and it's true. God's word says that everything that we do, we are to do it as unto God, not as unto man, but as unto God. Everything that we do should be as unto God, that he will be glorified. Again, God deserves excellence from each one of us, all of us who says that we love Jesus Christ and we are his children and we love him, we owe him our excellence. We owe him our best because of the word of God. For we know that only what we do for Christ is going to last. And so we had a few interruptions there as Pastor Cassandra Hampton was closing out her message on tonight. But we pray that what God wanted the people to hear, they were able to receive it and hear it on tonight. Again, we know that God is still being glorified, and we know that the devil is being horrified through what God is doing through his vessels on tonight over the airways. So God is still being glorified, and we know that God's word is still true. He changes not. He cannot fail. He cannot lie. Before I close out, I want to remind the listeners, and I thank you all for being so faithful, to tune in every first and every third Saturday from 8 to 10 p.m. But I want to give you notice, serve you notice that until further notice, all of my shows are still being aired on each first and each third Saturday, and they'll be from 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Again, all of my shows from until further notice will be every first Saturday and every third Saturday from 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So if you would please pass that message on to your friends and neighbors or co-workers and church members who faithfully listen to this broadcast, let them know of the change of the time for this show. Again, it's still going to be every first and every third Saturday. I do want to go over some of these announcements once again for those that may have tuned in late and did not get some of these announcements. There are quite a few, and they are very important announcements. So that's why I'm going to take a few moments and go over these announcements again. You will be hearing these announcements up until the time of our 9th annual conference 2016, because that we want to get the word out in advance so everyone will have an opportunity to know about it, and everyone will have an opportunity and a chance to register to attend. Again, donations. Regarding donations, good grounds, sow into what God is doing. You can sow send your donations to Kingdom Builders International. The address is 16250 Northland Drive, and that is in Southfield, Michigan. The zip code is 48375, suite 369, or you can download the Gift Lifty app. That's GiveLify. It's an app that you can download on your Android phone or your computers. Or you can go to www.giveLifty.com, or you can go to www.kingdombuildersplaza.com. And for those of you that would like to go by the way of the internet to donate, you can go to the website of kingdombuildersplaza.com. And then once you get there, you want to click on Internet Radio Donations. Church service announcement. Kingdom Builders International Church, located at 16250 Northland Drive. That's in Southfield, Michigan. The zip code is 48375, suite 369. The service time is 11 a.m. Prophetess Teresa Docks is the pastor. Each Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. is the Jesus Encounter at that same location. Each Wednesday night at 6:30 p.m., the Jesus Encounter. We want you all to know that you can call in for prayer or send in your prayer request. The prayer line is open Monday through Fridays, 5 a.m. Central Time, 6 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. The area code that you need to dial for prayer requests or to send in your prayer request or to be prayed for, you can dial 218-895-0280. If you dial that number, you need to enter your SX code, which will be prayer, or 772-937. We want you all to know that we are so excited to announce Kingdom Builders Development Institute Ministry classes. If you believe that God is calling you to ministry and you do not know what to do next, give us a call and watch God work. In the book of Acts, chapter 6, verse 4, it says, "But we will give ourselves, not our neighbor, not our pastor, we will give ourselves continually to prayer and to ministry of the word. Get training and get equipped to manifest." For more information, you can call 313 area code 583-9739. And we do have more excitement or more exciting news for you. It is that time again. Kingdom Builders International 2016 Ninth Annual Conference. Our conference title this year is Glory Carries with the Mind of Christ. Again, our ninth annual conference title is Glory Carries with the Mind of Christ. Please save the date. And you must register in order to take part of this 2016 Ninth Annual Conference. You must register. We ask that you please come out and join us. You will be blessed. Your life will be changed forever. Our conference dates are as follows. Starting May 12th through May 15th of 2016, those are the conference dates. You can and you must register for this conference. You can go to Eventbrite, EventBrite.com. We got any questions, or you can call 313 area code 583-9739 or email us at conference2016@kingdombuildersplaza.com. On May 13th, 2016, during the same conference, again, on May 13th, 2016, at 6 p.m., our annual prophetic dinner theater play. This play title for this year is The Promise. You absolutely do not want to miss this performance. If you have any questions, you can please call 313 area code 538-9739, or you can go to the website, which is www.kingdombuildersplaza.com, to register for this upcoming performance. performance for this play that will be taking place during this 9th annual conference for Kingdom Builders International Ministries. And again, the title of this play is The Promise. If you don't go to www.kingdombuildersplasma.com to register, please know that you can always go to eventbrite.com to register. So those are my announcements for today, and I also want to let you know, listeners, I do appreciate you, and I want you all to know that please do continue to listen in as you all, again, know that my hours have changed. Instead of 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, from now on until Thursday, it will be from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. As we get ready to end the show for tonight, we want to end it in prayer. For those that have listened, and hopefully those that have listened on tonight who are not saved will have heard a word on tonight that the Lord is touching their hearts. So we want to pray for them, especially on tonight as we get ready to close out. Eternal God, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you again for another opportunity to be able to share the good news of Jesus Christ on tonight through your vessel, through Elder James McCurry, and also through Pastor Cassandra Hampton on tonight. We thank you for those vessels that have spreaded your word on tonight, who shared the good news of Jesus Christ through your word. Oh, God, we pray that some souls that have been listening on tonight who are still spiritually blind, who do not know Jesus Christ, that you would touch their hearts and they would yield and they would confess the Lord Jesus Christ with their own mouth, and they would ask Jesus Christ to come into their hearts so that they can be saved for your glory, and they would come to know their God purpose. They would be able to walk in their purpose and live in their God purpose for your glory in Jesus' name. And, oh, God, we pray that as we get ready to close this broadcast for tonight, that you will continue to be with each listener. And I pray, Lord, that you will continue to touch the hearts and minds of those that have lost loved ones. Continue to comfort and strengthen those that are bereaved. Continue to bless the hands of the work of all those that you have called and anointed and appointed for such a time as this, who are truly being doers of your word, who are truly standing on your word and teaching and preaching your word in these days, as we see that we're living in the last days. So we just thank you for the opportunity to be witnesses and to be vessels to be used for you. We know that you're worthy, and you are glory. We glorify you tonight because we know that there is none like you. So until the next time, we just want to say we just thank you, God, for this opportunity in Jesus' name. So to my listeners, know that God loves you and know that I love you too. And so until the next time, and it will be the Lord's will, we will see you on the third Saturday in February 2016. God bless you and good night.